One of the lesser-known services offered by the International Red Cross is their Family Reunification Program. It was used by a Santa Rosa woman to end the mystery around the fate of her grandmother, a World War II resistance fighter in Holland. Reporter Kylie Mendoza has her story.
When Christina Radich set out to find her grandmother, she only knew a few key facts about her life. Her name?
Apollonia Helena.
Where she was from?
She was Dutch.
And the approximate time she disappeared?
1942, 1943.
Christina's grandmother was a resistance fighter in World War II, and she worked with Christina's mother to undermine the Nazi occupation of Holland. The pair worked under code names, but a botched mission in 1942 revealed their identities and put them both in danger. For their own safety, the pair were separated.
I asked her, well, what happened to your mom? She says, we were separated, and I never heard from her again.
After the war, there was one promising lead as to Apollonia's location.
The story goes that a farmer was plowing his field, and he found a shallow grave with five bodies, one being a woman. The description was very good, but it wasn't conclusive.
Christina knew her grandmother probably didn't survive the war, but she wanted to know what happened. And so in 2008, she went to the International Office of the Red Cross in Geneva and filed what was essentially a 65-year-old missing person report.
What I will get back as a result of the search is pages of documents for anyone with that name, telephone numbers, addresses, possible job sites.
That was Denise LaBelle, a local volunteer for the Red Cross. And what she found was that Apollonia had a brother living here in the United States.
I very formally wrote him a cursive letter and asked him if he was related and if he wanted to contact me.
After some reluctance, Christina's great-uncle did get in touch with her. He said that after the war, Apollonia's brother-in-law hired a psychic to find her. All the psychic needed was a photograph.
She looked at the photograph and she described what my grandmother was wearing, a fur coat. Inside the lapel was the manufacturer's name. And then on the other side was a small pocket that would have a ring. That's what the brother-in-law had to go on.
He went all the way down to Limburg in the south of Holland, where a farmer had found five bodies some years earlier.
Actually found a body, saw a corpse that had a fur coat, and inside was that manufacturer's name, and in the little pocket was my grandmother's wedding ring with the inscription inside, so it was unmistakable evidence.
Denise LaBelle said the Red Cross deals with 3,000 to 4,000 Holocaust cases per year. They don't all involve psychics, and they serve families from all over the world.
It began being related to wars and then eventually developed as related to any natural disaster or any kind of humanitarian emergency. For instance, if someone living in this area has a grandmother in Mexico that they've been talking to for years, but all of a sudden she's not answering, she's not responding, we can send a Mexican Red Cross person to try and find the grandmother.
There is no cost for tracing and reunification services. But Christina might argue the service is priceless.
It was a black hole in my mother's history, but it really helped to know and to find that out, and it is closure.
I'm Kylie Mendoza for KRCB's North Bay Report.